I'm talking with Ava, who is the owner and president of RBG Janitorial. They clean our buildings here at Midwest Family.
Hi, Lisa. It's great to be here. Thank you.
And her business has always been important, but it is even more important now in the midst of COVID-19. So, Ava, I want to know, what kind of services does RBG Janitorial provide?
RBG offers custodial maintenance of commercial and other non-residential properties. We're a full-service custodial maintenance company.
How does RBG Janitorial clean buildings affected by COVID?
If the building is maintained in a clean condition normally, and we just get called in after positive testing, then we apply disinfectant to all surfaces. The most expedient method we found for doing that is to use an electrostatic sprayer. The most common example is like if you've ever used a pump sprayer in your yard, the little white bucket, and you pump it and there's a nozzle and you squirt liquid out of it. It's sort of similar to that, but the nozzle is made of metal and there's an electrical charge that's running through the metal so that each liquid particle is static electrically, and it sticks to everything. It doesn't just land on top and run down the sides. Anything that it touches, it will stick to with static electricity. If the space is dirty, like there's a lot of dust or grease on a surface, whether it's a desk or a countertop, then you're just disinfecting that layer of dirt. So that does need to be cleaned by hand before being disinfected. If you go in and disinfect the surface, the main thing is you want to be thorough, and that's kind of difficult to do by hand. That's where it's convenient to have a machine to do the work for you.
So how is COVID cleaning different from regular office cleaning, and what kind of tools do you use for COVID cleaning?
The terms cleaning, sanitizing, and disinfecting are often used interchangeably, but they actually have distinct meanings. Cleaning is physically removing dirt and pollution from surfaces using soap and water. And in general, this is a very effective method. It removes 98% of contaminants. That's why it's so important to wash your hands, when you're training school kids to keep their desks clean, soap and water and a microfiber cloth is a very effective method. Sanitizing means reducing the number of pollutants to a recommended maximum using chemicals or equipment. Sanitizing doesn't remove everything, but it gets them down to a safe level, usually about 99.9%. Disinfecting kills 99.999% of infectious organisms on non-porous surfaces. And disinfecting is what you need for COVID. The COVID and SARS and MRSA, the thing that makes these problematic is they're difficult to kill. And for that, you do need a much stronger chemical and processes to clean them. And that's why it's so important to check the EPA registry for products specifically designated for disinfecting against these diseases.
Can any cleaning company provide COVID cleaning?
With the right tools and the proper chemicals and equipment, anybody can do it. There are certifications that would tell you if that company has the right tools and the training to know what they're doing. Like anybody can play basketball or perform surgery if they've been taught to do it, you know.
Why is COVID cleaning specifically so important?
Well, cleaning and sanitizing have always been important to maintain healthy space. We work with businesses, but the same applies to homes. Clients who have their businesses cleaned regularly, they remark on fewer sick days taken by their employees, and it's just a better working atmosphere. What makes COVID so significant is how fast it spreads and the need for special chemicals to kill it.
How often is COVID cleaning needed?
To limit the spread of COVID, then cleaning needs to be pretty regular. For as far as disinfection, once a surface is disinfected, it's disinfected forever. Everything on it is killed until the surface becomes contaminated again. The frequency of cleaning depends on the amount of contact. That's why it's called high traffic or touch point disinfection. Such points are expected to be touched often and by a variety of people, such as light switches and handles and knobs, pushes and pulls, and therefore they need to be disinfected more often.
What types of companies should invest in having COVID cleaning done in their facilities?
Any company that has more than one person in their building should definitely look into finding a disinfection schedule that would work for them.
So if a business is looking to hire a cleaning company to perform COVID cleaning, what should that business be looking for in terms of staffing, certification, capabilities, and services?
You're going to want to look for a company with a certification from a nationally recognized authority. In our industry, there are GBAC, BSCAI, ISSA, and of course, OSHA. The bigger danger right now, what I'm seeing are predatory sales, companies who are making impossible claims like disinfection that works for an unreasonable length of time, or purifying air, or immediate kill of the disease, making it unnecessary to wear masks or wash your hands, or at a very low or very high price. I definitely recommend read the labels, check with the EPA, and use common sense. Ask for references, a certificate of insurance, ask what chemicals they will be using, and look those up at the EPA registry if it does not say specifically that it is EPA registered.
Great information. Thank you so much again, Ava, the owner and president of RBG Janitorial. You can reach them and find more information at rbgjanitorial.com.